Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Julia Olguin, with the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Well, let's start off with your background a little bit, kind of what your department does and how it is you're part of the team over there.
I have over 25 years of trading and marketing in all commodity space. That would be natural gas and power and refined products and crude oil. And my department, marketing and strategy, we are basically the revenue side of the equation. We are in charge of managing all of the assets, so basically purchasing all of the crude. That's the input side of our refinery, and then selling out all of the refined products, which is kind of consists of gasoline, jet, diesel, and some LPGs. And so basically the most important job that we really have is that we want to make sure that we lower commodity risk and price risk along with the crack spreads that come out with the refinery. So my group will be responsible for managing that, and we'll manage that through spread option modeling, and then we will have, that'll be my front office group, my trading group. My traders will manage that, and then the schedulers will be doing all of the scheduling of the crude coming into the plant, and then the refined products leaving, so all of the logistics work. And from there, we have a mid-office. The mid-office is responsible for managing the control side of the business to make sure that we're reporting correctly to all of our regulatory agencies, making sure that we're managing our model correctly on looking at price commodities and reporting price correctly into the industry. So they have a really compliance control type strategy in my mid-office and my risk management group. And my back office is the settlements group. They're actually the individuals that will be invoicing and doing all of our accounts payables and receivables into the company. And so that's pretty much it. We're made of three groups: front office, mid office, and back office.
You mentioned diesel, jet fuel, a few products that you guys are going to be putting out there. When the Davis refinery is at full capacity, how many different products will you guys be putting out of that refinery?
We will have a nice complex slate of products. We will have gasoline, we'll have jet fuel, and we'll have diesel 1 and 2. And so really the refinery is really structured so that we can meet the seasonality of the North Dakota market and basically be able to do everything economically. So basically what we're going to be doing is in the winter, Davis will be producing diesel number 1. And as you can see, what currently is happening in the market right now, when you have 16 days of extremely cold weather, you know, you constantly see shortages in the market for diesel 1. And Davis is going to come in and fill these gaps and create more equilibrium into the market so that, you know, we don't have these rough winters that, the industry in North Dakota will have plenty of diesel to supply throughout these, and you never know how long the winters are going to last in North Dakota. And that's the beauty of this refinery, is that we're going to have the flexibility to manage that throughout the winter. And then in the spring, summer, and fall, we'll produce diesel 2 and jet fuel also during the spring and summertime. Whichever is more economical is how we're going to look at it. We will run the refinery very economically and what makes sense to meet our demand within the region. And then we'll produce gasoline all year. So we have a pretty full, complex slate, which just helps basically the state of North Dakota with all their seasonality.
And you did touch on this a little bit about the different cold weather and some of those things, but, you know, obviously in North Dakota, we're an ag state, and those farmers go through quite a bit of diesel as well. It sounds to me like you guys have looked into the local market, especially how it's not uncommon for North Dakota to have shortages of diesel. Oftentimes the governor comes out and makes, you know, ration comments from time to time. You guys have obviously looked into that. Do you have any further thoughts on the supplying the local marketplace with diesel?
Well, I tell you what's great about North Dakota, and that's the people and your local markets. I have spent the past 6 months there meeting quite a few of your distributors and individuals. in North Dakota, which has been such a pleasure. Very honest and hardworking individuals, and this is a concern. This is a concern for all of them. So, you know, our plan at Davis is to have long-term relationships with the individuals in North Dakota and help manage that. You know, the shortage of diesel during the winter that seems to be common, that happens quite a bit. And so, yes, we've done quite a few analysis on that and making sure in the design stage of our plant that we're going to be able to meet the needs of the individuals, the locals in North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Julia Olguin with the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, of the wide open prairie, out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.